Welcome to the Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study of the Presbyterian Church USA. The stories for the 2010 Mission Yearbook were collected around John chapter 7, verse 38. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Each yearbook story bears witness to the abundant possibilities of the church because of the living water within its people.
Mission Yearbook entry for Saturday, November 27th from the Presbytery of Tampa Bay is read for you by Billy Healy. A spiritual groundbreaking occurred in Pinellas County, Florida in January 2009. Transfiguration Faith Community, a new church development, gathered for prayer and lunch before a spirit-filled parade through downtown St. Petersburg. The NCD's launch follows a two-year prayer-filled discernment process. The REACH initiative brings together congregational leaders and pastors to reach new disciples. Intentional training and intervention encourage accountability and outreach in participating churches. One congregation's cold night shelter brought about a transformation in a homeless man. Because of your care, I am a different person. It is my turn to give back, proclaimed the new disciple. Friendships between Pastor Won Tae Cho of Korean Presbyterian Church of Pinellas Park and Pastor John Fullerton of St. Andrew Presbyterian Church of Dundon have led to a multicultural partnership. The churches have participated in joint worship services and have written a covenant that expresses their commitment to work, pray, and play together. First Presbyterian of Brandon has worked with several area churches to start the I Am Hope Cafe, which opened in 2008. They work in partnership to serve those who are homeless and otherwise in need. The transformation has not only been seen through working to serve others, but in the ways it has connected the Brandon community. While it is not without some community opposition, this cooperative ministry has been a witness for Christian servants who are trying to share God's love in their neighborhoods. The Presbytery of Tampa Bay has 75 churches, 23,257 members, and two other new church developments, Springwater Fellowship in Brandon and the Vietnamese Presbyterian Church of Emmanuel in St. Petersburg. Within its bounds are Cedar Kirk Camp and Conference Center, and Eckerd College Center for Spiritual Life. Let us pray for Presbytery staff, Jerry Tyre, Executive Presbyter, Mary McKee, Associate Executive for Nurture, Leslie Kirkconnell, Resource Center Director, Cheryl Valdebenito, Office Financial Administrator, Mitch Webb, Information Technology and Administrative Assistant, Carol Walker, Resource Center Assistant and Hospitality Administrator, and PCUSA General Assembly staff, Martha Thomas, Office of the General Assembly, Bill Thomason, Presbyterian Publishing Corporation, and Mark Thompson of the General Assembly Mission Council. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for making good things happen. We ask that you continue to guide the ministry and mission of the churches in the Presbytery of Tampa Bay. In Jesus' name, amen. The daily lectionary readings today are Morning Psalm 63 and 149 and Evening Psalms 125 and 90. Zechariah 14, 12 through 21, Philippians 2, 1 through 11, and Luke 19, 41 through 48.
The instrumental selections are played by John Brown, David Gambrell, and Mike Schroeder. The Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study is published by Witherspoon Press, produced by members of the Mission Interpretation Team, and available through Presbyterian Distribution Service. The audio version of the 2010 Yearbook is read by volunteers and produced by Creative Services of the Presbyterian Church USA.